Bradley's first book, Flags of Our Fathers, told how his father, John Bradley, helped raise the flag on Iwo Jima. Now in the Imperial Cruise, James Bradley asks why his father and other Americans had to fight at all. He points the finger at President Theodore Roosevelt.
Theodore Roosevelt greenlit the events that would become Japanese expansionism. He greenlit the events that would sweep my dad out of Appleton, Wisconsin, out onto a tiny hill on an island that the Japanese called Iwo Jima.
Bradley says Roosevelt wanted to expand American power into northern Asia and use the Japanese as surrogates, giving them the go-ahead to invade Korea and encouraging a sneak attack against the Russians decades before their second sneak attack at Pearl Harbor.
The Russians condemned it as a sneak attack. Theodore Roosevelt looked at it and wrote secretly, "I was thoroughly well pleased with the Japanese victory because the Japs are playing our game."
Bradley says underlying Roosevelt's imperialism was a common 19th century belief in racial destiny and white supremacy, which caused Roosevelt to underestimate the importance of China and to align America with the British Empire as it was collapsing.
Columbia University taught Theodore Roosevelt as a student that Asians cannot rule themselves. They are not white Teutons, and that the only way that Asia is going to get democracy and get advanced is if whites go there and take over.
Bradley will appear at a book signing event this Friday for the YWCA of Wausau. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.